On cue, a brilliant image illuminated on the screen behind the president. A perfectly delineated fossil of an enormous bug-like creature embedded in a charred rock. In Sexton's den, six entrepreneurs jumped up in wide-eyed horror. Sexton stood frozen in place. "My friends," the president said, "the fossil behind me is 190 million years old. It was discovered in a fragment of a meteorite called the Jungersol Fall, which hit the Arctic Ocean almost 3 centuries ago. NASA's exciting new POD satellite discovered this meteorite fragment buried in an ice shelf. NASA and this administration have taken enormous care over the past 2 weeks to confirm every aspect of this momentous discovery before making it public. In the next half hour, you will be hearing from numerous NASA and civilian scientists, as well as viewing a short documentary prepared by a familiar face whom I'm sure you will all recognize. Before I go any further, though, I absolutely must welcome, live via satellite from above the Arctic Circle, the man whose leadership, vision, and hard work is solely responsible for this historic moment. It is with great honor that I present NASA Administrator Lawrence Ekstrom." Herney turned to the screen on perfect cue. The image of the meteorite dramatically dissolved into a regal-looking panel of NASA scientists seated at a long table, flanked by the dominant frame of Lawrence Ekstrom.
"Thank you, Mr. President."
Ekstrom's air was stern and proud as he stood up and looked directly into the camera.
"It gives me great pride to share with all of you this NASA's finest hour."
Ekstrom spoke passionately about NASA and the discovery. With a fanfare of patriotism and triumph, he segued flawlessly to a documentary hosted by civilian science celebrity Michael Tolland. As he watched, Senator Sexton fell to his knees in front of the television, his fingers clutching at his silver mane.
"No. God, no.